Please be seated. Before we pray, let's read the passage to prepare our heart ready for prayer. Let's read the book of John, chapter 11. The book of John, chapter 11. John chapter 11, verse 2. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Nazareth was sick. Verse 3. Therefore the sister went to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. And then here talk about wrong chapter, chapter 12, next chapter, John chapter 12, verse 1. Then the sixth day before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethlehem, where Nazareth was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. Verse 2. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Nazareth was one of those who sat at the table with him. Verse 3. And then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. The theme of our prayer section in this quarter is to diffuse the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, even though he was nothing in most of people's eye, because he was not well educated, he did not have a very good family background, and he was so poor that he even don't have anywhere to put his pillar. And he, from the worldly standard, he cannot attract any people. However, after the death of Jesus Christ, he has been attracting so many people. All over the world. After 2,000 years of his death, the gospel, the Christianity has been spreading every corner in the world. Why Jesus Christ can attract so many people? Namely, because Jesus Christ has a fragrance. That is not the physical fragrance, that is a spiritual fragrance. Jesus Christ has virtue. Jesus Christ has love. Jesus Christ had humanity. And Jesus Christ was a very just person. So his character actually diffused the fragrance and attracts so many people. So today, how can we attract people to the Lord? How can we make other people feel joyful in our presence? Well, no matter where you go, we always make people feel very present. Just like in chapter 12, I mentioned that Jesus went to the place where Nazareth was resurrected. And then Mary bring a very costly oil. And then she broke the oil and then anointed to the feet of Jesus, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. So it's very important as a Christian, we need to deny ourselves. so that that kind of self-denial will be a very good fragrance, will attract a lot of people. You know, most of the people, if they are more talented, if they are more gifted, when they start to speak, they're always self-centered. And then when they try to do something, they always try to glorify themselves. So a lot of people, when they do a lot of things, the final purpose is to benefit themselves. Because this is a generation based on self, oneself, self-centered. If we come to the church and we serve God with this kind of attitude, not only we cannot attract anybody, but they will cause the division of the church. So when we are very talented, we are very gifted, and we work very hard for the Lord, our servitude can really edify other people. Our servitude can really benefit other people. There must one very important attitude, which is humility. Let's look into the book of Philippians, chapter 3. How can we have a self-denial? And through the self-denial, diffuse the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 3. Chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 7 and verse 8. But made himself no reputation, taking the form of bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men, verse 9. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Verse 9. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and give him the name which is above every man. Jesus Christ actually is God himself. But when he become human being, the Bible say he did not consider himself equal with God. He just lowered down himself, he emptied himself, and he started to serve, and he started to wash the disciples' feet. This is so-called the fragrance of self-denial. Even though we are very, we have a lot of things, right? We have a lot of talent, we are very capable, or we are very rich, but if in our heart we empty ourselves, and people talk with us, and people work with us, they will feel that you are very talented, how come you are so humble? And the reason is because we already empty ourselves. And then that kind of attitude is a fragrance of Jesus Christ. And then since Jesus Christ already denied himself, so he was able to be submissive to God's will. So in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed, he said, not according to my will, but according to your will. If Jesus wanted to pray according to his own will, he would not like to be crucified because that is a bitter cup. But even though he knew it was a bitter cup, but that bitter cup is for the purpose of fulfilling the salvation of human being. So he was waiting to submit himself. And that is the fragrance of humility, the fragrance of submissive. So today, when we serve in the church, maybe we have our own thinking, we have our own idea, right, through the meeting, we can express our own idea or our own plan. But after we come to a final decision, then regardless of what is my personal opinion or personal idea, I have to accept everybody's decision. And that is humility. And that is a fragrance. And that will let everybody to walk together as one body. So it's important. We learn from the fragrance diffused in the house by the Mary. We learn in the church, we have to do the same thing. Self-denial, like Jesus Christ, to serve, and self-denial, to be submissive to the guidance of the church and the will of God. Now we come forward and let's pray for Holy Spirit. If we already have Holy Spirit, pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit. Let's come forward.